Welcome back to In the Zone. Coach Kubiak's back with us now to help break down the San Diego Chargers. Broncos 11-4, Chargers 4-11. However, that record maybe not indicative for the type of effort I know you're expecting to see from that San Diego team on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they've lost 8 games by less than a touchdown, yeah, something
really
like that.
So,
been banged up, and they have a quarterback who's chasing some Charger history, is my understanding. And, you know, I think he's a great player and can single-handedly beat you on a given day. So we understand all that. And but our focus has been good. You guys, like I said, hey, Coach, we're coming off a tough game, you know, a lot of work. But let's get back to work. We got something to get done here.
You're touching on Phillip Rivers and sort of the idea if there's one guy that has the kind of competitive nature to just come in and beat you just because, it's kind of that guy.
There's no doubt about that. He's already said that. You know, somebody said he would like nothing more than us not to play a home playoff game. So, you know, that's the type of player he is, and we know we'll get his best shot, and he'll throw the ball around, and we're going to have to make some plays.
Coach, you asked for it, and we got to turn around. We'll hear Phillip Rivers.
Just winning one game, is this going to make a lot of things different? I don't know. But regardless of that, as players, as competitors, you want to finish with a win, especially when you hadn't won a division game. And if you need any extra motivation, shoot, we got a chance to, you know, in my mind, it's, hey, let's not let Denver play another game at home this year.
Well, that's why he's a great player, you know, and we respect him a great deal and the job that he does, but that's what makes this league so great.
Second time around with these guys, I know you get this question all the time when you play a division opponent for the second time, but does that make your job easier, harder, more difficult?
Well, I think it makes it tougher because you know each other, you played each other, you kind of game planned each other, and people usually build off of that. You know, they've seen Brock now, they've played against Brock, so it's a little different. They played against our defense, Phillip has, so... you know, all those things come into play. It's been, what, I think 3 or 4 weeks since we played them last. So quick turnaround here. We know we'll get their best.
All right, and Coach will be back in just a little bit to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio where Cammie is standing by once again with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. This week's injury report, brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates, is a much shorter list. They are starting off the new year right. The Broncos appear to be getting healthy at the right time of year. Just 2 players listed as questionable this week. Outside linebacker Brandon Marshall, limited in practice on Friday with an ankle injury. TJ Ward played last week, was a full participant in practice on Friday, but still questionable as he also works through an ankle injury. And on this week's Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's, Braxton is back. Former Broncos safety Tyrone Braxton was the honorary member for the coin toss before Monday night's game against the Bengals. Of course, Bronco fans remember Tyrone for his 2 stints with the team from 1987 to 93 and 1995 to 1999. And of course, a 2-time Super Bowl champion with Denver. And still to come on our final segment of In the Zone, Coach Kubiak answers questions submitted by you, the fans, and the always interesting kid question of the week coming up next.